You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another Campfire Recovery Update. I'm Matt Fidler. At a town meeting at Paradise Alliance Church last week, the PG&E Electrical Division Vice President Aaron Johnson spoke to the group. First, he apologized to the town for the destruction caused by the campfire, which was started by a faulty transmission pole in Polga. Johnson also stated to a surprised audience that the federal judge overseeing the bankruptcy of PG&E directed the company to underground all the electrical transmission lines in Paradise and some of the surrounding areas. He said it will take about 5 years to underground the entire town, and said that it may seem odd that PG&E spent all the time and money to quickly replace the old standing electrical poles directly after the fire, but it was necessary to restore power as quickly as possible in order for the debris removal and construction efforts to occur. The court also directed PG&E to create a $105 million fund for uninsured and underinsured victims of the campfire and other California wildfires started by PG&E equipment. CAL FIRE is sending out defensible space inspectors in advance of this year's fire season. With the late rain, the fire season might be coming a bit later this year, but the vegetation is also growing extra fast. So when it finally dies, it will create a ton of fire fuel. So these defensible space inspectors are checking out properties of folks living in these fire-prone areas in the foothills and giving them advice on how to improve the safety of their properties from fires, such as having a 30-foot buffer between burnable vegetation and your home, getting rid of dead pine needles on your roof and gutters, putting mesh screens on attic vents so flying embers don't get in, and many other safety steps. For more information on how to keep your family and property safe during a wildfire, contact your local Fire Safe Council and they will be more than happy to help you out. If you see CAL FIRE's defensible space inspectors in their white CAL FIRE truck, let them in and take their advice. They will not fine you. They won't report a marijuana garden or any other code infractions. They are just there to help you prepare for wildfire season. To find your local Fire Safe Council, visit buttefiresafe.net. One of the reasons why fires have been so bad in California over the last decade or so has been the lack of controlled burns in the area over the last 100 years. These forests were adapted with fire and were regularly burned by the Native Americans living here for thousands of years before European settlers and gold prospectors moved here. The low-intensity burning opens up forests for grazing animals, new material for basket weaving, room for trees to grow larger and more fire-resistant, and most importantly for us, it got rid of dangerous fire fuel on the ground of the forest that spreads the fire so rapidly. Ultimately, in order to have healthy, more fire-resistant forests, we need to burn areas of the forest intentionally so the forests are thinner and have more large hardwood trees that are resistant to burning and less small Douglas fir, bushes, brush, manzanita that crowd the forest and spread fire so easily. Well, now the Resource Conservation District of Butte County wants to help you do prescribed burns on your property to maintain a healthier, safer forest to live, work, and play. In areas that have seen deforestation from fires, like the Concow Basin, they want to help you reforest. Right now, so much of Concow's trees have died over the last several fires that all that is coming back are weeds and bushes, which will burn very easily again. So new stands of larger, fire-resistant trees are necessary to break this deforestation process. And once those forests are established, prescribed burns might hold the key to keep them in check. For more information and to let the Resource Conservation District of Butte County know you are interested, visit bcrcd.org and fill out the form to let them know you are interested. For links to the information in this broadcast, please visit the show page at kzfr.org/campfireupdates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.